Hey, good morning. 194 on the Playhouse in the morning. Zero. Amy K. E. All on the Playhouse today. 7:25 in the morning as we enter. We break the news. We break the news is that moment. You got news that got to be broke. And we break it for you. And today's Playhouse family member Kayla needs some news to be broke. Kayla, kind of tell us the news we're breaking today.
Okay. Okay, so we need to break the news to my boyfriend. His name is Matt. I got really, really drunk on St. Patrick's Day. We were like bar hopping, just some friends. And I accidentally made out with some random guy.
How do you accidentally make out with some random guy? Like, how does that happen?
Yeah. Okay, so... Like, I had, like, we were bar hopping. I got super wasted. I, like, went to the bathroom. And then when I came back, I, like, came back to the wrong group that, like, I just thought were my friends. Turns out it wasn't my friends. And there was a guy who I thought was my boyfriend. And I, like, sat on his lap. Like I said, I was so drunk. And then I started making out with him and then, like, realized this is not my boyfriend. And I sobered up real quick. And I, like, apologized. I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. You're not my boyfriend. And he kind of, like, squeezed my butt and was like, no, it's okay. Like, you don't have to be sorry. Yeah. And so it was just really embarrassing. I like ran off back to my friends, mm-hmm. and Matt, and I'm like, I haven't said anything. I just like, I really wanted to get out of there. So I just kind of like made everyone like go to the next bar. But yeah, I feel super guilty about it because I made out with another guy on St. Patrick's Day.
So the news that's getting broken is, hey, honey, this happened. You didn't, know it was happening. I'm so embarrassed. I just wanted you to know. Now that some time has passed, I'm sorry. That's more or less the premise of the phone call?
Yeah, and like, yeah, I'm just, it sucks that it happens. I don't know if he's going to be mad or what, but I need to, like, I need to tell him.
You know, originally when we were kind of getting you set up to be on the show, I thought, okay, we'll have you come on and we'll play a song or two. We'll see if we can get him on. You know, you gave us the number already. I just kind of want to dial it and get into it. Are you okay with that? You mentally prepared?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hello?
Hey, is this Matt by chance?
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, it's Zero, Amy, and E from the Y94 Morning Playhouse. We actually have Kayla on the phone, too. Not to ambush you or anything, but do you have a couple of minutes?
Yeah. Curious about what's going on here.
I don't know if you want to say hi to him or anything.
Hey, baby!
Hey, Matt.
Hey.
So we do a segment here on the show called We Break the News, and Kayla has something she wants you to know. And I guess, Kayla, I'm unclear if you want us to break the news fully or if you want to kind of help lead into it and we just support you. What are you thinking?
Maybe you can, like, lead into it.
Okay. So you had fun out for St. Patrick's Day, Matt? You guys had a good time?
Yeah, we had a good time.
Kayla had a pretty good time, too, but she got pretty drunk and had a little bit of an oopsie after she went to the bathroom and is embarrassed about it. Probably should have told you already, but she didn't do anything wrong because she was drunk and confused, and she just wants you to understand what happened and why it took her so long to get back from the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Kayla, I feel like you should do the rest.
Yeah. When I came back from the bathroom, I went to the wrong group that I thought was our friends, and I sat on a guy's lap who I thought was you, and I kissed someone who I thought was you, and then when I like realized, I immediately left, and I found you guys, and I found you, and that's why I like made us all leave the bar really quick. But I'm like, I just feel really guilty about it, and I'm so sorry. It was a total accident, but I didn't want you to like find out some other way. And I'm super embarrassed about it. Since we didn't talk about it since then, I just wanted to tell you.
Oh my God, I can't believe you don't remember any of this. You know, this
what?
Is the second time you've confessed to me, right?
No.
Okay, I guess since we're doing this on the radio, I'll just, like, kind of, I don't know, take away your concern. Like, you came over to argue, like, we saw you go over to that other group of people. So we were, like, keeping an eye on you. Because obviously we were all drunk, but you were wasted. And then, like, I don't know, like, the next thing we know, you came over and we're like, we gotta go. I just kissed a guy and I'm so sorry, like, that. And we're like, kind of making a scene. And so, you know, we settled up and we left. But yeah, you already told me and you were like apologizing profusely the entire time. Like, to be honest with you, I'm not even sure that the kiss happened. I think you might be misremembering because, we were like, I was definitely keeping an eye on you, making sure you were okay. I just thought you like kind of knew those people. But I didn't see any kiss. Like the next thing I know, you came over in like a very agitated, state. And so, yeah, I don't know what happened, but,
Are you kidding me?
It's pretty hilarious, and it's still kind of hilarious that you like tortured yourself for the last few days.
So you're not mad by any stretch of the imagination. You don't feel like betrayed, cheated on, none of them like that. No.
Oh, no. I mean, it's pretty hilarious. Like, again, I don't know if it happened. If it did, like, you know, if she thought it was me, if it did happen, it happened quick. I mean, it's not, I don't know. That's not a cheating situation to me. So, no, I think this is kind of a hilarious story.
Oh, my God. I've been so worried about this. You guys were watching me the whole time?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's like not that big a bar. You know, you weren't being subtle. You were kind of playing around everywhere, so we like, you know, wanted to make sure that you were okay.
I think the kiss definitely happened.
Well, but either way,
if you say it didn't, or yeah,
I mean, it sounds, I mean, like you guys are good,
like whatever. Oh yeah. No, things are good. Yeah, maybe like not quite so many Irish car bombs next St. Paddy's Day, but we're all good. I'm glad this got cleared up a second time.
Well, I guess, Kayla, do you feel like you got the reassurance you're not in trouble? Or, like, how are you feeling?
Yeah, I mean, I'm super embarrassed, but I'm glad it worked out, I guess.
Well, we appreciate the story that you told us, and I'm glad everything worked out okay. You seem almost dissatisfied, like almost like annoyed that he knew.
Well, I didn't know like everyone was watching me. Now I'm like embarrassed for a different reason.
No,
I feel like now you should be less embarrassed. It's out there. I bet you everybody has moved on. That's why no one has brought it up to you.
I don't know. I feel like people are going to bring this up like, every St. Paddy's Day.
Yeah.
No.
Well, like you said.
Can I get the tape on this so I can play it for her? That would be.
Absolutely, yes.
I definitely don't want to let her live this down.
We will podcast it later on here at Y94.com. In fact, Am I the Jerk in minutes?
Good morning. You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
Check it out.